Chapter 8. Handwriting on the Wall. In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever. Daniel 2 verse 44. Daniel has always been one of my heroes, even as a young boy learning about him. In Vacation Bible School, we viewed pictures of him in action, and I knew that I would add him to my collection of Bible cards. You might ask, what makes a great hero? Could it be perhaps they stand the test under fire? As teenagers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood in the face of adversity and came out of the fiery furnace, not even smelling of smoke. I believe Daniel and these three teens taped into the protective presence of God in troubling circumstances. Where do I begin in this epic old tale that is just as alive today as it was the day it was penned in Daniel's writings? The first thing I remember about Daniel is he was a prayer warrior. This, of course, speaks volumes on his behalf. In fact, he prayed three times a day. He made a commitment to not share in the delicate foods of the king, Nebuchadnezzar, and his kingdom. I believe this speaks separation and no compromise on his part. My! That was quite a commitment. He took a stand when he and the other young men could have delighted in all these rich foods. Daniel went to Babylon during the first deportation in 606 BC. He and other members of the Judean royal and noble families were given special training to serve in the Babylonian court. He quickly gained a reputation as an interpreter of dreams and riddles, which led to his appointment to high government posts. As an old man, Daniel served in the Medo-Persian administration after Babylon fell in 539 BC. He was unlike the other prophets. He did not go around saying, "Thus says the Lord." Instead, he was primarily an interpreter of dreams and riddles, and a recipient of visions himself. The book he wrote naturally falls into two parts. In the first six chapters, Daniel spoke in the third person about activities involving himself and his three Jewish companions, and he interpreted dreams and riddles received by others. Then in chapters 7 to 12, he spoke in the first person about visions which he himself received. Some of the most well-known stories in the Old Testament are in Daniel, especially those about Daniel's three friends in the fiery furnace, Daniel 3, and Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel 6. The book of Daniel has become a modern battleground on two counts. Liberal scholarship places the writing of the book in the middle of the 2nd century BC. Secondly, scholars have been divided on the precise historical identification of features of the visions. The book has many important passages, but Daniel 12 verse 13. "But as for you, go your way to the end, then you will enter into rest and rise again for your allotted portion at end of the age," stands out as the clearest Old Testament reference to the resurrection of the dead. The key Old Testament passage behind Jesus. Application of the term Son of Man to himself is Daniel 7 verse 13. "I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven one like a Son of Man was coming, and he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him." Material, from the other chapters in Daniel, is either quoted or alluded to in the book of Revelation, and only two chapters are without some background in Daniel. The text, in Daniel 2 verse 44, has great threads in many directions. For instance, a statement is penned by Daniel that says, "In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed." From this, much is referred to in another scripture. Daniel 7 verses 14 to 17. "And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was distressed within me, and the visions in my mind kept alarming me. I approached one of those who were standing by, and began asking him the exact meaning of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four in number, are four kings, who will arise out of the earth." Reference is also given in Luke 1 verses 31 to 33, which states, "And, behold, you will conceive in the womb, and bring forth a son, and you shall name him, Jesus." Verse 32-33 says, "He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Following this, we can reference Revelation 11 verse 15, which states, "And the seventh angel sounded, and there arose loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." In chapter 5 of Daniel's writing, we see King Belshazzar wanting an interpretation of the writing by a mysterious hand on his palace wall. For many people, it may be difficult to understand why all the wise men, magicians, soothsayers, Chaldeans, and the astrologers were unable to translate a few simple words, yet Daniel had no difficulty translating, even though he had the same prescribed education in languages as the others. Any of the wise men present there probably could recognize the four inscribed words. Nevertheless, it took the uncompromising man of God, Daniel, who knew God through daily fellowship and communion, to interpret the dream. Daniel was so dedicated to God that God could speak to him, and through him only such a man could tell what the words really meant. It also took a brave man to interpret that word, since it was not an encouraging word, but rather a condemning word. "You have been weighed on the scales and found deficient." Daniel 5 verse 27. "Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable are those who dare to be a Daniel."